Hi everybody, thank you very much for downloading the most recent Conversations with Geek People. We have a very full complement with two of our special guest stars joining us. So in the room at the moment, you have myself, Dr. Neville, Ellie Jaden, also known as Shona, Tom Ellis, also known as
Tom Ellis,
and Watch Your Mark.
Hello.
Who currently is being called Pikachu.
Yes, I have a Pikachu hat and I love it and it's the same with me and I may marry it when I get back.
So it's been a con, you can probably tell. And this has been, I think, a terrific weekend. But I feel like I've not gotten a proper chance to spend any time with ye. Yeah. So we thought this would be a really nice way of sort of introducing how we know one another. Because we're awesome. And
we really are.
We are all awesome. And most of us have met because of cons. So this seems like a totally appropriate time. Yeah. So Tom and I are going to begin.
Yeah,
because we have this incredibly epic,
amazing story.
Amazing
we might
origin
be overhyping
story.
It now, though.
Yeah, okay, it's actually
like,
shit.
It's going to be amazing.
Yeah,
oh, God, that
woo!
Was great.
Thank God this is a 10-minute podcast.
I didn't laugh once.
I did cry.
I fell asleep.
Well, I think it's probably fair to say that all of us are together in this room right now because of Joss Whedon and probably because of Buffy, but
yes.
The actual show that got Tom and I together was Dollhouse.
Yeah.
We were very early adopters. I think we were blogging and tweeting about Dollhouse.
Yeah, we were passionately into saving it.
At least 6 months before it aired.
Yeah, we were bang into it.
And we became friends on Twitter, and at the time I was going under the handle Active Doll.
Yeah, and you had just a photo of Eliza Dushku, I think.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense to me. And Tom and I arranged that we were going to meet up at Echo 2, and it was my first con, and I was so relieved that I would have somebody there that I knew. And on the day I arrived, I realised that I didn't actually know anything about Tom. So I thought, that's fine. I blew up his Twitter picture. But if you remember, Twitter pictures used to be teeny tiny little things. So the only thing I could actually tell was that Tom was tall and dark-haired.
And handsome.
Very, very handsome. So I had those three things to go on. So I basically spent my first evening at the con going up to tall, dark-haired men going, are you Tom? This is less the story of how we became friends. This is the story
of how you became enemies with a guy called Carlos.
Yes, this is how I developed a nemesis.
I don't know where I featured this story, yeah. Apart from my name.
Yeah. This is a pre-meet Tom story. So I'm wandering around the con, vaguely assaulting tall, dark-haired men, going, are you Tom? One of whom went, yes. And I went, hi, and gave him a big hug. And he's like, hi, I have no idea who you are or why you're so excited to meet me. And then I might have had a glass or two of wine, and it turns out I approached the same tall, dark-haired person and asked him if he was Tom three or four times. On the fourth time, he suddenly went, why do you keep calling me Tom? Why do you want Tom? This is ridiculous. I'm not Tom, I'm Carlos. Why won't you remember I'm Carlos? And it was like 15 minutes later, there's this little voice that popped out going, I'm Tom. And he'd been standing there the entire time. Carlos and I became enemies. We've become nemeses on the basis of my misidentification of him.
And the thing is, I'd done one, this was my second con, but I'd met Carlos and hung out with Carlos quite a lot at the first con. So you would have thought, of all the people that you would approach, he would actually know who Tom was.
Yeah, and especially going, Tom Ellis, maybe?
Tom Ellis.
Not a clue. But
not a clue to no one. At least I didn't really mask my Twitter name kind of thing, so people did, you know, you did have a lot to go on, like, you could go, and then, I am Tom. Oh, Tom Ellis?
Yeah.
No, not Tom Ellis.
Well, it was my first con, so to have a irate person going, you are now my enemy, we are nemeses now, I didn't know that was a humorous thing.
Yeah, sometimes with people of a different language, the sarcasm really doesn't play over.
Not necessarily.
Not at all, like, maybe in sarcastic, angry, or not happy.
But it didn't matter then. I was like, do you know what? I've made an arch nemesis. I'm okay with that. Because I found you.
We found each other.
And we found Gossy. And, well, Kevin.
Kevin, and we sat on a couch for a good, until about
three or four hours,
yeah,
I think.
Until about three or four.
I think I had couch sores.
Yeah, we sat outside at one point and we just kind of put the world to right. We talked about everything, anything.
I know, and if we had been sober, the things we could have achieved
we
the next
been, we
day.
We could have, like, achieved a
we
lot with our lives.
We sorted out so much stuff.
We fixed the world in 4 hours, but we then forgot it because we were all drunk. So the world never got fixed. So
no,
sorry,
sorry
world,
that's
it's on us.
On us.
You know,
yeah.
We really tried. We came up with a solution, and then forgot the solution. So apologies. We really were with best intentions
absolutely.
Of fixing the world.
Yeah. Whereas I think, Mark, you and I was a much more organic kind
of... It really was. It was just like we kind of drifted around and then we talked to each other.
We knew all the same people. It seemed just ridiculous that we didn't.
Yeah, but I think we really became friends for the invasion.
Yeah.
The next year, that's when we really...
The following, yeah, it's you quickly identify the people who are lethal on the dance floor. And
yes.
to avoid, and as soon as I realised that I had been identified as one of those people, it was quite nice to have, you know, the pair of you that I could go and sit with and, you know, wave at people and apologise for having kicked them various times.
We did dance once, so.
We did dance,
We did like a ballroom dance, didn't we?
We did. I think we're safest with ballroom dancing because people can usually tell the angle we're pointing in.
And on the back of it, we did get approached to be the new dancers on Strictly Come Dancing, so we had to turn it down. Contract wasn't right for us, didn't work with our times.
The time wasn't, it just wasn't where we were at in our lives.
No. Well, one day though.
And now I feel like it's become very commercial.
It's very commercial. I feel like we're too good for that show.
Well, I just think we've moved beyond.
Moved beyond. I think probably
outfits. I have.
I've moved towards sparkly outfits.
Yeah. And that was the story of how Tom and I stopped being friends. So this weekend has just been amazing and crazy.
It's been something else, really, hasn't it?
What are your highlights so far? Like a guest-related highlight and then maybe a not guest-related highlight?
Well, this weekend.
Yeah.
It's hard to pick out a certain, like, highlight because it's like there's always too many to pick from.
Yeah.
It's like picking between, like, your children. If I had the children, obviously.
I'm fairly sure that parents that listen to this won't see it as being quite the same.
Well, no, but I've got children, so I'm
yeah. but it was
that distinction. I enjoyed meet and greets a lot.
The meet and greets are usually
awesome. So Charisma has really pleasantly surprised me because I came here unsure of what she was going to be like because I've heard different stories about her conventions.
I have been so impressed. Her talk as well, I've just found she's brought this complete honesty. I know it's ridiculous to say, but you know when you're like, I swear to God she's Cordy sometimes. There was, as she was saying stuff, I'm like, I think it, I say it. Or tact is just a way of not saying the truth. And she is awesome.
Like,
I was
definitely.
And Jay August is just...
He's Jay August.
He's charm in human form.
He's so lovely. I really like him. I was really impressed by him.
He's awesome.
His talk was really good yesterday.
Yeah, I liked him and Keith's talk. I thought they had a good sense
of
humour.
He has a really good energy. Like, he's got a really good vibe off him. Like,
I mean, it was such a good lineup. I know a lot of people were disappointed with the cancellations, but the more I attend cons, the more I accept that's part of the package.
Yeah, it's just going to happen, isn't it?
I would always say never attend the convention for certain guests because...
They'll definitely cancel.
Yeah, they will cancel.
Every time I go to meet Fran, it's never arrived.
We need Reed to come back to a convention.
I don't want to put any pressure on my friend Reed to come back to a con, but he must. He must.
He's got a very special set of skills. Skills that can make that life hard for people like Reed.
You know, this is like the fourth time somebody has said that to me. I have to watch those films. I know it's a Liam Neeson thing, but I don't really know what
it is. We use it all the time.
Cena says it. Just find a bit of a geek reference.
And the geek reference in there.
Cena says, I have many skills.
Oh, well, there you go. See?
Reed, we will find you, and we will make you attend an event.
This is becoming rather threatening.
This is like a weird voice message.
So as we're saying, the guests, you know, we know no pressure there, but for me...
Should I get the scissors and the paper to send that ransom note? Where's the newspaper? Anyone got one?
I'm never coming back again.
It's funny, though, isn't it? Because like, the more cons you go to, the more you realise that it's not really the guests that you attend for. Yeah. It's like...
It's you guys.
It's the moments that, like, you know, like when you were asking, I was thinking, like, obviously, if I was going guest moment, like, I thought the Jay and the Keith talk was my favourite thing.
Yeah, it was really good.
But if you're talking about, like, what my non-one was, it was being able to travel down with Jonas. She came down to North Wales and she got to meet my parents, so it was really weird. My best friend meet my parents, and she got to meet my niece and my nephew, and she got to see where I live, and it was...
And I really enjoyed Friday night, too. I thought
Friday night was awesome. Friday night part was great. We tore up the dance floor.
Yeah,
I'm not going to lie. We tore it up. to shreds. It's in bits now.
Yeah.
There was no dancing together
for anybody else.
No.
If you request Justin Bieber, they won't play it.
Oh, yeah. Never request a song. It didn't happen.
No. And then last night, out of nowhere, we get Hairspray and all of these like musical numbers. I'm like, loving
this. Oh, you guys went to bed too early last night. Final songs were once more with feeling songs. Everyone was singing along.
I did have photos this morning, so I'm choosing not to regret my
decision.
We did.
Dancing to musical songs from a television. Why wasn't I there?
We did. I've got a theory, then I'll never tell. And everyone starts to chant, one more, one more, one more. So we played Mustard, obviously.
Yeah, that sounds...
Yeah, which is like giving the people what we want while also making the hotel happy.
As in not playing a third song.
I was only thinking like, the guests who aren't at the con must be like, what is going on this weekend?
Yeah.
Like, what is actually happening?
But I feel that every time, there was one time that there was a wedding at the con and they were more colourful than we were.
Really?
Yeah.
You know when you're properly like... And I think everybody there was like,
was that
next
Echo
year,
too, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think that's it. No, that was. Was that an Invasion one?
I think it was.
They bleed into one.
Well, you know, and you meet people and they've got like spreadsheets of who they've met and whose signatures they're going to get, and you're like, wow, that's a level of organized.
That's too organized for me personally.
But I think for me the guests, I was so super psyched to meet all of them, but I think the one I probably knew the least about was George's Gentry, the comic book guy. And
I have a few of his comics, actually.
Well, it turns out I had tons.
Yeah,
I'm just shit at reading who's made these things I'm loving.
I've got every issue of Buffy Season 8.
I've got the hard copies.
Yeah, but does he do all the covers?
He did all the alternative covers. He doesn't do the main ones, but he does the alternative ones.
Yeah, because I was really confused and I was looking through it, because I was like, did he do the cover or did somebody else? Because I have a, you know the one of, oh my god, I always forget her name, Harmony with the two dogs.
Yeah.
Did he draw that?
There's two versions of it.
Because I have that one.
There's the one that's slightly more cartoony and there's the one that looks like the actress. The one that's
looks
like
the
actress.
Was
the cartoony ones.
Yeah, because I wasn't sure, because I had a few and I was like, I don't know what one to bring.
Nova Two Puppies isn't there, George's.
No.
But the moment that he like sat down at the meet and greet table, when you're just like, he's one of those guests where you kind of go, oh, he's one of us.
Yeah, he seems really nice.
Really, and his talk was so interesting, and I've just, you know, it's just one of those where you've been kind of like, I'm so glad to have had the chance to meet him. That's been kind of one of the secret ones, and I think James and George are just, I mean, I know they're out furniture shopping for their new apartment together now, but they are just the cutest couple.
I know, they need a sitcom.
Yes, they do.
Exactly.
As written by, I think, Zach Whedon, because he has that.
Yeah. We came up with a really good TV show idea yesterday. Was it Always Rainy in Gotham?
Yeah. Always Rainy in Gotham. And we also came up with one with a horror film about fairies and corridors. Yeah, we came up with a few things there.
Oh, yeah.
Good asking.
Like a comedy horror film.
Steal the idea.
Yeah,
well.
Yeah, we said that in last year.
We were
like
copyright
on my list and showing me.
I think it's also one of those things that you just don't realise is going to happen at a con. You're going to be heading back to your room. You're going to be on your phone because, you know, that's who we are. And you're going to look up suddenly and go, oh my God, there's a human-sized dog.
Yeah.
Hiya, enjoy your con, bye. And then you'll go back to your phone and walk onto your room.
You see a lot of crazy stuff at the con, though.
But oh my God, we have to take a moment for some of the costumes last night.
Me.
Just,
oh my God.
Wow.
No.
Yeah.
I'm going to see if I can poach photos from people and stick them up when we... We're still podcasting.
Yeah.
This is not just a random conversation between the four of us. Well, this seems like a good time to sort of thank you very much, Tom. You've been an absolutely superb... I feel like you're not a guest, though, are you? I feel like you're just a host that we didn't realise was a host at the beginning. If we'd known at the start, we would have been...
Host.
Yeah, I think it's become...
One,
yeah, you've done more of these than I have. It's... hey, you've done more of these than I have.
It's really me in a wig and then the picture.
I haven't actually done any of these. He's a really good mimic.
I can do an Irish accent just saying, you know, top of the morning. Logan.
Racist! Oh, Tom. That's so totally how I sound. It's frightening.
Exactly,
you
always go, potato!
So, okay, so we're wrapping this up now. It was lovely having Tom as our honorary host, but now, sadly, we can't find him. We've been searching for many days and no trace of him. I think this podcast took on some violent undertones.
It really did.
And that some of the undertones are actually really overt, I'm thinking.
They're very subtle.
Well, thank you so much for listening to our inane ramble. If you would like to get in touch with any of us on Twitter, you'll find me at Dr. Neville.
At Tom Ellis 19.
At Ellie Jaden.
At Watchamark.
We didn't practice that or anything.
That was so seamless, guys.
It
really was.
This is like meant to be.
It's very seamless. Very.
Thank you so much. And the next one we have will probably be just as zany. I make no lies. Chat to you soon.
And if you got to the end of this, comment the word Pikachu.
Pikachu! Yeah.